the first Bill and Sharon podcast.
I think for clarification, we should call it Bird Chick and Non-Birding Bill, a.k.a. NBB, since it's probably my readers who are mostly going to listen, and that's how they know us.
Whatever. God, I'm certainly not going to tell anyone I know about this. our drinks for the evening, I'm having a gin gimlet.
I'm having a Glenfiddich. I think it's 15.
It's a 15-year-old.
Yeah, yeah.
So Sharon is leaving tomorrow. She's going to go to the Lesser Prairie Chicken Festival.
It's the first annual, I think, Woodward, Oklahoma Lesser Prairie Chicken Festival, and I'm so excited.
And what separates the Lesser Prairie Chicken from the Greater Prairie Chicken?
It's lesser.
So it's smaller then?
I think so.
Or is this just
pay attention to those kind of details?
People giving the prairie chicken some sort of pride issues that they're picking on it and making it feel like it's not good enough to
they
be.
They have like a really isolated population. I think it may even be smaller than Gunnison sage grouse. They're kind of on the verge, you know. You may not be able to see this very
well. This is actually the inbred prairie chicken.
Inbred prairie chicken. This is the prairie chicken that no one likes to talk about on the other side of the family.
All right. So I know, as you have explained to me before, that the greater prairie chicken has quite the mating dance going on. Does the lesser prairie chicken have that as well?
It does, but it sounds different, because like the greater prairie chicken, they kind of go ooh, 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 and like the lesser prairie chicken goes ow, 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 ow.
Alright, but does the lesser prairie chicken have a dance to go along?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Because you made a big deal about the dance, as I recall, when you
were
talking about that.
Well, I don't know exactly what their mad styles are going to be. I'll have to wait till I sit in the blind out in northwestern Oklahoma. But I imagine it'll be cool. You know, it's fun to watch grouse dance around.
I see. So this is the first time they're having this?
My understanding is, yeah, this is the first time.
Okay, so you're going out to the middle of Oklahoma, which is, as I understand, a 3-hour drive from the airport.
Yeah.
So what else is going on at this festival?
Well, oh, you know, there is one really cool thing that's going on. It's not just we're going to go out and see the bird. We're going to actually actively participate and help the bird. You can sign up for...
You're not going to get out and, like, dance with the bird, are you?
No. These birds aren't interested in human dancing.
All right.
That is such a Neil question.
All right.
We're going to go out. There are all these, like, fences out there, and sometimes when the chickens are flying, they don't see the fences, and they fly into the fences, and they die. So we're going to go on a bird walk, but what we're going to do is we're going to tie flags to the fences, so that way, like, when the chickens are flying, they see that flag, and they fly over it. So we're actually actively helping the prairie chicken, not just going out and looking at birds, which I think is really cool about this festival, that they're taking it the extra step. We're not just going to watch the birds. We're going to actually do something to help them.
Kind of fence? Like a barbed wire fence?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, like cattle fences.
I suppose. I think a bird would... I just can't picture a bird, like, getting caught in a fence, I guess, you know.
Well, they fly so fast, they don't necessarily get caught. They get killed.
Oh, all right.
So, yeah, barbed wire fences aren't always the best things.
So does this festival have a website?
It does. And I was actually trying to look that up, because I wasn't really prepared for this.
That's okay. We can edit this in.
Here we go. The festival website is okaudubon.org. And, oh, you know what? The actual festival is called Lex, Trex, and More.
So this is a lifer for you.
This is a lifer for me. And I was really excited to be invited. As a matter of fact, when they first asked me to come be the keynote, I said, I totally want to do this festival because I don't have Lesser Prairie Chicken on my list. And they said, you should be paying us.
So you're giving the keynote speech at this.
I am. It's my first keynote. I'm so excited.
Have you prepared your keynote speech?
I've done it before.
Oh. That's not a keynote. You can't give the same speech for a keynote.
Why not?
Because it's a keynote
speech. He does the same thing at every festival.
Yeah, I think we're definitely going to have to edit that out.
Okay. Why not? Because there are some guys that give... similar
you know,
talks.
What's even going to be funnier is I'm going to go through and just bleep those out so that you can't tell.
You can guess. Names. Okay, I was going to say, being as well-versed on the festival circuit, bird circuit as I am, people often recycle their keynote speeches.
Well, that's good that they're recycling.
And yes, and also because I am so new at this whole keynote thing, no one's gonna know. And my talk is really good, and I improv, you know, so it's not the same thing every time. But it's I'm really excited because it's the woman who could talk to birds. You remember that woman when I worked at the bird store?
Yes, it is.
She could psychically communicate with the birds.
Yes.
So it's a very heartwarming story.
So the was it Lex Trex and Tex Mex? Was it
Lex Trex and more? And what's really cool is that the festival artist is the woman who has the blog drawing the mutt. And so she has a really cool Lesser Prairie Chicken Festival poster that she's made up. It's really awesome.
Drawing the what?
She has a blog called Drawing the Mutt Mutt.
Wasn't that the evil lake that lived under the city in
no,
Barbarella?
No, you know, I kind of saw mutt mutts in Guatemala about a month ago.
It's
oh.
A bird.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and when okay. when you're like, we were walking around in the mountains in Guatemala. It was a really hard bird for me to see. I'm kind of debating about whether or not I should count it. But you would hear them in the woods going, woot, 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 woot.
All right. Well, that's a conversation for another time. So this
we
is
should
the...
totally talk about Guatemala.
We will.
All right.
In the future. But so Sharon is heading off tomorrow for Oklahoma. And if you live in Oklahoma, you can head off to see the Lesser Prairie Chicken before they become extinct from flying in defenses.
You know, maybe we should talk about something that I've already done, not something I'm going to do.
Well, this is the test.
Okay. Maybe we should talk about something so that way, like when I play this, like some of the hardcore birders that don't give me my props will be like, see, she doesn't know what she's talking about.
We can do that. This can just be, you know, this can be like the B-side. That you
I love this idea, though. I think we should. I think we can be funny.
Oh, I don't know.